Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the moon down.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And of course, you know we are broadcasting online with KWBY, our good friend down in Stephenville, Texas. Want to send y'all a big old shout out. Boy, I'll tell you what, I hear it's hot in Texas, but the weather is great here in northern Oklahoma as we are just south of the Kansas line. Little rain last night, but not enough to slow things down here in Ponca City, Oklahoma, as we are here for the 54th annual 101 Wild West Rodeo. And you know what? I've sat back and had a history lesson, as last night they started things off with the steer roping. And we got to see a lot of top names down here, including professional rodeo announcer Justin McKee was here, entered up in the steer roping. How cool was that to run into him? We had an opportunity to see these guys, and it was a lot of fun to sit back and watch. But, you know, while this was going on, I had an opportunity to talk with several of the locals from here and really get a huge history lesson on just what this 101 Wild West Rodeo is all about. We're going to share a little bit about it here today, later on in our show. But we're actually going to go out on a history hunt a little bit later on this afternoon. And we're going to sit back and interview some folks and talk with some folks about the history of the 101 Wild West Rodeo and how this thing got started. Folks, there's a lot of history right here in Ponca City, including none other than the legend himself in Bill Pickett, who started bulldogging as a sport, and he worked this 101 ranch here many years ago. He's actually buried right up the road with his horse. So we're going to take a drive out here later on, so you folks can stay tuned to our social media sites, our Facebook and Twitter, as we get out here and bring you guys a little bit of history right here in Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo. But before we get into that, folks, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to sit back and talk with a young, talented bull rider. This guy has been riding in the circuits. He's riding on a PRCA permit right now. Doesn't want to break out and get his card just yet because he's looking to get Rookie of the Year, and that's a huge reward and honor for a lot of these guys. But we're going to sit back and talk with him a little bit. He's the winner of the Ram National Circuit Final. We're going to find out what his experience was like there in Oklahoma City. And, you know, it's going to be a great time. So hopefully you guys will all be able to tune in. You know, we're talking about a history lesson. But, man, I got to tell you, I feel like I'm kind of in a history book right now with Making Ag Rodeo Network, as we have got some of our longtime friends on board with us here today. I'm going to mention his name because it's been so long since I talked to him. Jay Lay, this guy has been with us from back when we got started many years ago, and had an opportunity to meet him at some bull riding events. And, man, you know, it's so great to see some of our longtime listeners taking the time out here to come over in our chat room and say hello to us. So giving a big old shout-out to him. And, of course, our always favorite Emily and Denise are over here in our chat room. And if you guys want to jump on board, go over here, log on to the link. You guys can scroll down. We've got an open chat room. We'll be happy to take your calls there. We also, or take your questions or comments there. We've also got phone lines open. You can give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we've got our Twitter open, so you guys can make sure to send us a tweet at Macon 8. So there you go, folks. Anyhow, I've got to say, I'm just going to warn you now, we have got a new phone that just came in the mail yesterday. Got it up here. We had to have it sent from Texas up here, followed it, or jumped in a truck that was bringing stock up here, the Andrews Rodeo Company, and so I've got a new phone. I have no idea how to work it, folks. This thing is way beyond my capabilities, so I'm still learning. So tonight, while we're here for the round one performance of the 101 Wild West Rodeo, we're going to be giving you some updates, or trying to give you guys some updates. We'll be trying to throw some pictures at you and let you know what's going on up here in Ponca City. And if you are not here, folks, you need to try to make it here. If you're within our audience listening voice, you need to hop in a car, carpool. Hey, that's the way to rodeo. Pick up anybody you can, split some gas money, and come on down to Ponca City, Oklahoma, for the 101 Wild West Rodeo, because it is going to be fun. And we're going to sit back and talk with John Young here in just a few minutes. Like I said, we're going to reach out. We're going to go out on a history hunt later on today. And then, of course, we have got a round one performance tonight. We're going to have interviews, highlights from tonight's round on tomorrow's lunch hour show. And we're going to be talking about the history, and we'll be airing some of those interviews if we're able to research and find out a little bit more about this, about what this rodeo is all about. I got to say, it would impress me just to know the type of talent that was here and where this rodeo actually got started. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, Phil Pickett started bulldogging right up here at this rodeo area, right here at this 101 ranch that is here in Ponca City, Oklahoma. So a lot of rodeo history right here that a lot of folks don't know about. We're even going to try to put some of the contestants to the test, and we're going to ask them what they know about the 101 Wild West Rodeo here later on as we get to catch up with them tonight. So it's going to be exciting, folks. Hopefully you guys will tune in. We're also going to have a Saturday special. We're going to be bringing you a lunch hour show here Saturday, 11 to 12 Central Time, so you guys can tune in on Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday, we'll have our rodeo report where we will wrap up from here in Ponca City, as well as bring you some highlights and some interviews to we're going to check in with some of our colleagues around the globe, really, to let you know what's going on and what's happened over the weekend in some other rodeos. So lots to look forward to right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network and with our good friends at KWDY. Fans, we're going to take a short break. We come back. We look to have the professional bull rider, John Young, with us. So stay tuned right here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Give me 10 bulls, then I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafety1.com and find them on Facebook.
Cowboy. Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, as we are broadcasting live online at MakingEightRodeo.com, as well as KWBY down in Stephenville, Texas. And man, I'll tell you, we've got a great show. That music that you just heard was from the very talented Remy Sutton, who we had on our show last week. And folks, if you guys have not got a chance, you need to go check out her website. Go and listen to her music. You can find it on iTunes. Get a hold of it, because she is talented, and you're going to hear a lot more of her. But we had an opportunity to sit with her last week, so make sure to go check out our archives as you get to know a little bit about Remy Sutton. And that was her song, Hell of a Woman. Now, I told you guys we had a great guest lined up today. You know, it's always great to talk with the best in the business, and we have had some of the greatest. We've also been able to feature a lot of the young, talented athletes that are coming up who we believe down the road here are going to be right up there with some of the top names that we talk to day in and day out. And I'm talking about John Young. This guy won the Ram National Circuit Finals in the bull riding earlier this year. So you guys, please welcome John Young to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. John, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm really good right now. I've been riding good, so it's been really good.
Well, yes, sir. When things are on a roll, boy, it just makes your days go by a whole lot smoother, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Well, John, let me ask you something, and let's get right down to it now. How old are you?
I just turned 20, I think, 4 days ago.
Really? Well, happy belated birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And when did you start riding bulls?
You know, I think I started riding bigger bulls. I think I was about 12.
Okay. And what made you decide you want to be a bull rider?
Well, I don't know. I always envisioned that I would be a bareback rider like my dad. And I don't know. I got on steers and then just slowly started falling in love with bull riding, and I've never been on a bareback horse in my life.
Really? Now, your dad,
yeah.
So your dad was a bareback rider?
Yeah, he was a bareback rider.
And now, what does he think about you riding bulls?
Oh, he loves it. He don't even want me getting on bucking horses.
Really? Wow. Well, let's talk about your career, which is very, very young. I mean, you're just starting to really break out. But, I mean, what are some of your accomplishments that you've been able to do? Did you ride high school rodeo and all?
Yeah, I did junior high and high school rodeo, and I won the junior high in the state level, I think, twice, and I won the high school level, in the state level, I think, three times. Never did do very good at nationals, but I won state a couple of times, so that was always really good. And then just, you know, won a couple of amateur rodeos as I was in high school and amateur bull riding, you know, series. And then now we're in the pro rodeo, and it's been going really good.
Well, good. Now, did you ever do any college rodeo? Did you ever have been in college or anything?
Yeah, I go to Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and I made the college finals twice. I won our region once, and then actually both years I went to the college finals, I think I ended up sixth both years. So I didn't get any better, and I didn't get any worse, I guess.
Well, I guess that's something to look at in a positive way. Now,
yeah.
when did you decide that you're going to start breaking out and riding in the PRCA? Was that right when you turned 18?
Yeah. I'm younger for my age, or for my grade, I suppose you want to say. So when I graduated high school, I was 17, and my birthday's in August, and the new year starts in October. So I knew I couldn't get my permit right away. So I had to wait another year, but I always wanted to. Everybody wants to be a world champion. There's only one way to do that, and that's, you know, going to the PRCA or, you know, and then PBRs. And I like the rodeo settings a lot better than the bull riding.
Right, right. And, you know, what we've noticed is that there's, you know, it's really just a matter of where you come from. And, I mean, I'm sure you probably have a history up there in Iowa working on ranches and cowboying. You know, your dad obviously rode bareback horses, so you've been around the rodeos. And, man, I'll tell you, it's a cool thing to be able to live that rodeo dream, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, just it's a life to live. I mean, we meet new people every day, and we don't get to see our home very often in the summertime, but, I mean, it's nice being able to do what you love. I mean, it's not work because I feel like it's not work because we get to, you know, go and do what we love every day and make a good living doing it.
That's right. Absolutely, man. So now, you got your PRCA permit, and you had to wait a year after high school in order to get it. You started riding in those PRCAs. Was last year your first trip to the Grand Circuit Finals?
Yes, last year was my first year. Last year was my first year even in pro rodeo, so that was the first trip I had.
Wow!
So,
what an accomplishment to be your first year riding in the PRCA and make the Grand Circuit Finals both the same year, man. That's impressive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
How many events did you have to compete at in order to get there?
I think I went to a little over 25 circuit rodeos. We didn't go out of circuit very much just because we stayed busy. I was going to some amateur bull ridings as well. So we stayed very busy, you know, just going to circuit rodeos. And I ended up winning the circuit. And then I got the chance, you know, the opportunity to go to the Ram Finals, and that worked out really well for me, too.
Oh, you know what? It sure did. Now, talk to us about what it was like for you. Was that your biggest event that you ever competed at? Was there at the Ram Circuit Finals?
Yes, that was the biggest. You know, the money added there is extremely, you know, good, and that was for sure one of the biggest rodeos I've ever been to.
What was it like for you to set foot in that arena amongst all the other talent that was there competing at the Ram Circuit Final?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, you got guys that have been to the NFR. You got world champions that are there. And, I mean, you just look down and you're just like, wow. You know, because you're against guys that are, you know, absolutely the top of the, you know, pecking order and the PRCA that you're competing against, and it's awesome. It feels good that you can, you know, contend with the best in the world.
Sure. Were you nervous at all?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous. You know, like we talked in Oklahoma City, I was having that groin injury, and that's been really bothering me, and I hadn't been on very many bulls in the last, you know, month and a half, and so I was hoping that there wasn't any rust. And, I mean, there was a little bit of rust there, but, I mean, it felt my body took over, and I ended up riding really well out there, and it worked out for the best.
Yeah. You know, and I'm going to tell you, we've actually got some great questions that are coming in our chat room, so I'm going to throw one at you right now. A question came in saying that Iowa, you know, isn't a huge bull riding state, I guess you could say. It's not like Texas or, you know, Oklahoma or some of these others. Do you think that you've had a bigger struggle to reach the top there at the Ram Circuit Finals and all? You know, going against somebody, say, from Texas or Oklahoma?
You know, I think maybe a little bit because we don't get to ride as much in the wintertime up
right.
in Iowa because, you know, it's really cold and there's lots of snow. But, I mean,
sure.
You know, also on the same deal, you know, our bulls, they may be not as good, or there's not as many good bulls in Iowa, but we still have, you know, very good stock contractors that have really good bulls. So we get to compete on awesome bulls, you know. But
right.
So I guess it is a little bit tougher, and especially our location where, you know, we're in the Midwest, but there's a lot of rodeos down south that happen all the time. So they definitely get to get on probably more bulls than we do in the winter time, and, you know, they can rodeo all year round consistently, and we have a couple months in there that if it's not indoors, we don't get a rodeo.
Right, right. Well, that and that's a great answer for it, man. I'll tell you. Now, Say for instance, this last winter, did you ever try to come down south and ride in some of the rodeos and things like that down south?
Yeah, we came to, you know, your big rodeos like San Angelo and Fort Worth, and we went to Colorado to the Denver Stock Show, and we went to Tucson, and yeah, we went to Odessa, and we went to a bunch, you know, that were down south, or, you know, as many as we could get to. It's really hard that I was in school and I'd have to, I think I was in school 3 days a week, and then I was on airplanes the rest of the time and going to rodeos down there. So, yeah, and that was another struggle that we had, is we had to fly everywhere and, you know, to get down south, because you guys could rodeo, you know, almost Texan, or, you know, down there you can rodeo all year. And
right.
So we got to go. We'd have to fly down there to drive, but driving took longer than flying. I had to get back to school, you know, because I was still in college.
Wow. Now, are you still in college this next year as well?
Yes, I have one semester left, and then so I'll graduate in December. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, I bet. Looking forward to it. Now, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do once you get out? Are you gonna break out and just hit the rodeo trail?
Yes, I will get the new year starts, I think, October 1st, and then October 1st I'll get on my rookie card, and then we'll try to make the NFR in 2014, I think it will be. Yeah, so 2014, we'll hopefully be in Vegas in December.
Wow. Well, man, I'll tell you what, we look forward to having the opportunity to even follow along with you all next season as you do break out as a rookie. Now, let's go back to the Ram Circuit Final. Talk to us a little about what it was like in that short round. And you had a pretty good bull down there that I think you knew you could probably win the round on.
Yeah, I mean, it was the whole weekend, you know, sum it up, was awesome. I rode 3 out of 4 bulls, and I was a little discouraged. I'd already been on 2 bulls that day, and one of them bucked me off. So I was a little bit like, man, but you can't get too down on yourself, because you got a bull, you know. In 30 minutes, we got to get on another bull, and that's where, you know, you're going to win the truck. You're going to win a lot of money is in the four-man in the short round. And so, and I didn't know much about the bull. I think they said maybe he went to the final a couple of times or once, and I was talking to Sammy Andrews, and he's like, this bull's really fast, and he's going to be around the right, which is awesome for me because that's into my hand. But at that time, with that growing, it really hurt. But I knew it was just 8 seconds, so I tried gritting that, you know, I gritted it out and made the whistle. And, you know, I think I was 87 points and to win the short round and win the truck and all the, you know, win the title of being the Ram Circuit Final champion.
I know that's got to be a great feeling. And we actually saw the expression on your face. And we were able to capture it on photo that we ended up posting on your Facebook, man. That was it was such a great moment. And it was electric because the arena really, all the fans and the spectators that were there at the Ram Circuit Finals were just, I mean, they were hyped up to see a young cowboy like yourself come out there and take the win like you did, man. It was a great deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It was a defining moment for John Young, right?
Yes, sir, it was, and it was perfect. The last bull rider out, everybody's falling off. All you have to do is ride, so there's a little bit of pressure. And so, you know, all that do is make the whistle, and I'm, you know, the Ram Circuit champion and end up working out all right.
Wow. You know, and that's, you know, they say it's so tough because it's such a mental game. To, you know, when you climb down in that bucking chute and you're already dealing with a groin injury, you've got to get past that in your mind and stay focused, also knowing the fact that if you do make the whistle, that you are going to be the champ because everybody else bucked off. So, man, that is a lot of pressure to overcome, especially being a young bull rider, first time at the Ram Circuit Finals. You know, I mean, that's an overwhelming feat, man. That says a lot about your character and what you can do in the sport.
Yeah, you got to be mentally tough in this sport. One day, you know, just like I tell everybody, that one day, you know, you can go from winning the Ram Finals, you know, and the next weekend you could have the worst weekend of your life. and that's just the way the sport is. It has its ups and downs, and, you know, one day, one weekend you're on cloud nine, the next weekend, I mean, it feels like maybe you're below the earth. But, you know, that's situations I, you know, you have to like to be in, because, you know,
right.
That world championship's not going to come easy, so.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about what you've been doing since, and you know, you talk about some ups and downs, and I'm sure you've had your share since the Ram Circuit Tunnel.
Yeah, we have been just, you know, going to college rodeos, and I took a couple of days off, or a couple of weeks off for my growing, and then I re-heard it again right after in the short round at the college finals, and then I took another little bit off, but we've been going really hard since the 4th of July, and so, and it's been actually going really well for us lately, and won a couple of, you know, good circuit rodeos, and made some short rounds and some really big rodeos, and so it's been going really good since the Ram finals.
Well, good. Now, what do you have planned here coming up through the remainder of this short season that's left? I mean, there's only a few months left.
We're gonna start kind of going to picking and choosing where we're going, and start going to some more circuit rodeos. I don't have my count yet. We got to go to 15 rodeos, and I think I'm at maybe 10. And I got to start circuit rodeoing because I got college starting up in a couple of weeks. And so I really got to stay focused on just, you know, getting my degree and graduating. So I'm going to start slowing down a little bit and just going to some ones that are closer to us.
Right, right. Understand. What are you studying in college?
I'm getting my business degree.
Really? So a bull riding businessman.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to trade in your spurs for a pair of khaki slacks and a suit tie, are you?
No. If anybody knows me, they know that I'm not a big – I like wearing blue jeans. I'm not a big guy to wear khakis and a suit.
Good deal, man. Well, you're too young, and you got too much talent in your young career to step out of the bull riding arena, man. We look forward to watching you climb down those bucket chutes for a while.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet, man. You bet. Well, now let's say this next year, is your goal to be back at the Ram Circuit Final?
Yes. My goal is, I mean, I still got a shot. I'm a little bit behind in the circuit to win the circuit, but I'm going to still try to win the circuit. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to win the circuit again and to go to the Ram Finals, but I'm going to try winning the average at the circuit finals as well, so I just locked my spot to go into the Ram Finals, and then if I win back-to-back titles, that would be very nice.
You bet. You bet. Now, come October 1st, and, you know, of course, between October and December, I'm sure you're probably going to be a little limited, but come January, I'm sure you're going to break out pretty hard, am I right?
Yes, we're going to go. As soon as Christmas is over, I'm sure we'll spend Christmas with the family, and then we will be, you know, hitting the road, probably going to have to go down south, because that's where all the bigger rodeos are, you know, because we can't rodeo. There's not very many rodeos in Iowa during the winter, so we'll go down to probably, you know, Texas and the southern states and, you know, start tracking at them.
Well, good deal, man. Good deal. And we really look forward to watching you down there. I'm sure that we're going to cross paths. And, of course, we live down there in Texas, and we'll be down there during those winter months as well. So we'll look forward to catching up with you down there and seeing you at some of those shows down there. Now, who are you traveling with?
I travel with Will Crane. He's from Southern Illinois. And then I travel with Jay Morrow. He's from Wayland, Iowa. And so that works out really good for us.
So you travel with Jay Morrow?
Yes, sir.
Now, I just talked to him the other day, and we're going to get him on our lunch hour show here real soon. Man, I feel sorry for you. Jay's a great guy. And I'll tell you what, he's a really great bull rider, and we look forward to catching up with him here in the next week or so and having him on our show. Now, I've got to ask you, since we have a chance, is there anything good that you can let on any bad habits that Jay has when you guys are out traveling together, or anything that you can let us in on that we can share with our listeners? Because I know some things you probably can't share.
Actually, no, Jay's a great guy. He really is. He's what I call a muscle head. He's always in the gym, and every day he wakes up at, 7-8 o'clock in the morning, and, us younger guys, I like to say, we don't wake up till noon, so he's already got a workout in, he's already got breakfast and coffee, and so he's always waiting on us, which is really funny, because he doesn't sleep very well. I mean, he can run off a couple hours of sleep, and here we are, we're sleeping till noon, 1 o'clock, so that's pretty funny that he's always, he's got a routine. He wakes up in the morning, he finds a gym. I mean, there's been times that we travel in a camper in the back of our truck, and he'll drive to the gym, turn on the generator for us, and we'll stay sleeping in the camper, and he'll be in there working out for a couple hours. And so that's pretty funny, I think.
The musclehead, Jay Morrow. That'll be great. I look forward to sharing that with him, but that's great, man. And he really is. If you guys, do you feed off of him? Now, he's had a lot of experience traveling up and down the road. Do you guys feed off him and feed off each other?
Yes. If Jaybird jumps out there and makes an awesome ride, that just fires me up even more because, we're hauling together. And I feel like you're only as good as your traveling partners. And, there's no better person I'd rather be traveling with than Jay Morrow. Will Crane, they both ride extremely well. They got, an awesome attitude towards the sport. And I know Jay's accomplished a lot in his career, and he's been going at it a little bit longer than me and Will have. And it's awesome. It's a privilege to travel with a veteran like that. And he's showing us, showing us how to enter and, showing us the loops a little bit of pro rodeo, so it's really a privilege to travel with Jay Morrow.
Wow, and that's awesome. We'd actually talked about that here. It's real hard for a lot of these younger guys that are breaking out. A lot of them don't know. I mean, the system that the PRCA has can be real confusing for younger guys. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and even, Jay Bird said, he's like, a lot's changed since I first, started. And he's been riding, 10, 12 years in the PRCA, and there's a lot of new rules, there's a lot of new everything, and he's like, I almost got to relearn it as well, but he knows a lot of people, which is really nice, so, but he does all of our interns for us, and we try to, learn from it, so that when we go off on our own, we'll know how to do it, in a couple of years.
Right. Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, man, that's a great deal. Now, what are some things that you like to do when you're not traveling up and down the rodeo trails and not in school? What are some of your hobbies?
Oh, I don't have many hobbies, and I'm sure Jay could agree with me on this one. Rodeo is my life, but, I like working out. I like, just hanging out, being with my family. I don't get to see them very much, and so I try to make it home, when I do have some free time, making it home and helping out around the house, just helping my dad do, some odds and ends around the house. Like when I was on a little break for my growing, we built a new deck and did a bunch of stuff to the house when I was home. So just anything, I don't know. I'm not a big golfer. Will really likes to golf, and I'm not a big golfer, but I guess spending time with family and friends and, doing about anything that, going fishing. I'm not a big hunter, but I do like going fishing, so I guess fishing.
Okay. good answer. And I think that anybody around the rodeo trail will say the same thing. I mean, it's all about, just trying to spend that little extra time you can back home with your family and friends when you get there. So whatever anybody is doing that you just kind of jump on board with and get a hold of, spend that time with them. So,
yeah.
it is a long rodeo trail. It's a long rodeo season, but man, I'll tell you, what a life, you know, and like you're saying, man, I can only imagine some of the stories that you, Will, and Jay have traveling in that truck together.
That is true.
Some great adventures. Well, listen, John, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out here and calling the show today, and man, we really look forward to watching you progress as you break out next year and, you know, go for your rookie title, and man, you've got a lot of potential, and we saw it at the Ram Circuit Finals, and that was the first time you and I had an opportunity to meet, but man, you impressed us tremendously. We just look forward to following you now and letting these fans, our audience, know a little bit about you too.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, don't be a stranger, man. You know, check in with us every now and again, and we'll catch up with you, you know, especially come January and February when you start breaking out into the season, man. We'll love to catch up with you.
Awesome. I will for sure do that.
Absolutely. Well, listen, congratulations on the Ram Circuit Finals, and good luck here the rest of the season going into next season.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, take care, man.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys, that was professional bull rider John Young, and I'm telling you, you need to find out more with this guy. He's got a Facebook page. You can go back and follow along with him, but you'll like what he has to offer. I can guarantee you're going to hear a lot more about this kid as he develops and goes pro here in the next season. We're going to see him in his rookie year in the PRCA. Watch out. Watch out, because this guy's coming, and he knows how to ride. So I look forward to watching him all season long and really appreciate him taking the time out. Man, I'm telling you, I didn't even have a clue that he traveled with Jay Morrow, and I just spoke with Jay Morrow the other day, and he said, man, I got to get on your show. I said, I know it. So now we'll get to talk with his traveling partner who's on the, you know, he's been up and down these roads. So we've gotten to talk with one of the young bull riders, and now we'll get to talk with a veteran rider here coming up in one of our near future shows. So it's going to be a great opportunity. But we really appreciate John taking the time out and look forward to catching up with him again real soon. Fans, we're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk more about the 101 Wild West Rodeo going on right here in Ponca City. We'll let you know what we found out about the history of this. So stay tuned.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin'8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin'8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
partner. You know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love parts of you together.
Ever give an individual. I decided on my 40th birthday I was going to become a rough stock bareback rider in the rodeo. Not a good age to start this little hobby. Guess I better tell the wife. Pumpkin, you ain't going to believe this. I'm going to bareback riding school. And she goes, are you stupid? I guess. But I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horn. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
I get to the arena, the horse is in the chute. But it's not even a bucking horse, y'all. It's a trainer. The horse still has a halter with a lead rope on it, all right? But I get behind the chutes and my coach starts calling me cowboy, which is psyching me up. I mean, if he just called me Bill, I'd be like, hey, let's just blow this off. But I get behind the chutes and he goes, I knew you'd show up because you're a cowboy. I believe you're a cowboy. Hey, are you a cowboy? I said, yes, I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. Living for counting every second down in Grand Parade. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
My coach goes, all right, cowboy, when you're ready, you dip that hat, we're going to let him go. I said, let's go. They slam the gate open and lead the horse out by the rope. Like you would do with your kids. But I'm spurring this horse like I'm at the National Finals Rodeo, man. I'm just, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And my coach is screaming, you got him, cowboy, you got him. I said, you dang right, I got him. I am a cowboy. About that time, I hear my coach go, get him, Hank. Hank is my coach's dog, whose only job is to make this horse mad. Hank jumps up and bites this horse on the butt, and this horse freaks. He did this plunge, buck, and I'm airborne.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horn. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
And my coach goes, well, Bill? And I said, oh, no, it's Bill. He said, do you want to ride that horse again? I said, no, but I got to know one thing. Did that horse buck? And he goes, yeah, why? And I go, because I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
What do you think of that story, son?
You know what, Dad? That was pretty stupid.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital. Cowboy Radio.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Yeah, all right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Thursday as we got to sit back with John Young, professional bull rider. And I'm telling you, folks, you guys get ready because this guy is coming. Winner of the Ram National Circuit Finals, his first year ever being there. And I'll tell you what, that says a lot, especially considering what he had to endure to get there and then to win that event. Matched up against one of Sammy Andrews' rodeo company's bulls. And, man, you know, anytime you have a shot at one of them, you have a chance of winning a whole lot of money. And John Young took advantage of it, made some great things happen with the opportunity he had. So, great to see and great young talented kid. And we appreciate him taking the time out here to check in with us here today. But, man, I'm telling you know, we've just aired that show about, or we just aired that clip here with Bill Engvall and I Am a Cowboy. You know, it's funny because I heard that song today, and I got to share this story with you real quick. Yesterday, of course, if you guys have been following along with Making Eight Rodeo Network, you know, at the beginning of the year, we started traveling with our new traveling partner here, Rodeo, our dog. And, you know, got him at 8 weeks old, and he's been in the truck with us and around these rodeos ever since. So he's a Australian Shepherd, Red Heeler mix. And you guys may have seen some of our photos on Facebook and all, but, you know, we've never had an opportunity to really put him in an arena or around cattle or anything like that. But he's got that natural blood. And, you know, yesterday we were running the calves from one end of the arena down to the other so we can pin them to go ahead and run them through the chutes for the performances here this weekend in Ponca City. And, man, Rhodey came down there with one of the hands, and they turned him loose, and he ran those calves by himself all the way down the other end of the arena. Once he got down there, you know, he kept them pinned up, circled up, and wouldn't let them stray off, all by natural instinct. Never taught this dog a thing about it. Never ran with other dogs so he could watch and learn. Just had that natural instinct, and it took in, and he was able to do it. And then, you know, we were trying to filter him in there in the back pens, and there was two of us, you know, myself in the middle, and we had one of the hands on the other side, and Rhodey was on the other side. And, well, I'll tell you what, none of them calves got past us as we were able to get them in. It was really neat to see that dog go to work. And this morning, though, you know, we had some of the bigger bulls we were trying to pull out of the back pens and put them in the arena so they could feed this morning. And, well, he decided he wasn't quite interested in playing with the big bulls yet. So he's still got a ways to go. But, man, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun. So just thought I'd have to share that with you. But, wow, you know, I want to share with you guys a little bit of the history that we found out. Now, we got to sit with a few people, and we found out that the, you know, the 101 Wild West Rodeo got started from a ranch that's located up here. It's called the 101 Ranch. And, you know, it's three brothers that bought it, the Miller brothers, bought this ranch back in 1879. And, you know, it's right here in the middle of the Ponca Indian Reservation. And so it was the Indian tribe that was up here, and these guys bought this big ranch, and man, they had, like, their own town. I mean, they had their own commissary. They had their, like, general store. They had their own bank. They had everything right here, you know. Well, one of the brothers, Zach Miller, was actually, he was kind of a showman and loved to put on shows. And so they started up this Wild West show. And, man, they had some of the greatest here, from Buffalo Bill to Geronimo, you know, all kinds of people. Well, one of the guys that actually worked the ranch was none other than Bill Pickett. And, you know, so with this show and this Wild West show and working this ranch and all, Bill Pickett had his own technique of doing this bulldog and doing steer wrestle. And, man, it's a great, great story. And we're going to get out here in town here in just a little bit, and we're going to go learn more about it. We're going to get the history down, and we're going to kind of do some interviews with some of the folks that have been around this rodeo and have family that have been around here since it was just the 101 ranch. And we're going to talk with them. And then we've got the round tonight. We've got our first performance tonight. We're going to be able to interview some of the contestants, and we're going to put them to the test. We're going to find out how much some of these bulldoggers know about the history of the 101 ranch and the 101 Wild West Rodeo and how it all got started. And Bill Pickett being up there. So you guys stay tuned. Tomorrow's going to be a great show. We're going to recap tonight's event. We're going to talk with some of the contestants. We're going to air some interviews. And we're going to talk about the history here in Ponca City at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. So, man, I look forward to it. I look forward to getting out in town and sharing with you guys. And make sure to follow along with our Facebook, our Twitter. If you guys are interested in learning more about John Young, you guys can go back to our Rams National Circuit Finals photos that are on MakingEightRodeo.com. Just go to the photo gallery, go to the Rand National Circuit Finals, and you'll see a lot of bull riding photos of John Young there as we captured him winning the Rand National Circuit Finals. And that's thanks to Kelly and, you know, for doing such a great job that week and coming down there. And even BJ, a good friend of ours there in Oklahoma City, came out and took photos for us. And, man, it was really great to see that moment and capture that moment for John. He's also got a Facebook page. You guys can follow him there. As a matter of fact, I believe his profile picture is still one that we took there at the Rand National Circuit Finals. So you guys can go take a look at that as well. Follow him and tell him thanks for jumping on the Making 8 Rodeo Network and joining us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We appreciate having him here. Fans, like always, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic as we wrap up our show here today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I want to thank everybody from Stephenville, Texas for tuning in as well on KWBY as we're streaming live 24/7 on MakingEightRodeo.com as well. Today's cowboy logic is the secret to success is being ready when your opportunity comes. And, you know, you take a guy like John Young, and that's exactly what he has done. And we could certainly learn a lot from a young, talented bull rider like John Young. Man, you got to take advantage of those opportunities that are there when they're there, because you never know when you're going to have another one. And sometimes you don't ever get another chance. So, but that's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. I want to thank you all for tuning in. We love it here. I love having you here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. If you're listening to us on the archives, make sure to share the links out there. Let your friends know about us here, and we'll build the audience right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. So tell them all, rodeo fans, the road goes on forever and the party never ends. Make sure to stay tuned. Until tomorrow, we'll see you. Safe travels.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along. Sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down, and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine, and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.